Communications.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
I'm not feeling too good.
Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. When you get off your trip, don't you worry.
Vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Good evening, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. You're listening to Different Circles on CFRC 101.9 FM or at cfrc.ca. I'm your host, Dina. We opened up today's show with the Meters, Doodle Oop, The World is a Little Bit Under the Weather, and this is a 1970 Josie Records single backed with I Need More Time, and well, a little bit under the weather feels like a huge understatement in this current climate. If you're listening from Ontario, please get yourself to a polling station this week. If you're using one of the advanced polls, you don't need to be at your assigned polling station. All you need is any ID. The list of what is accepted as ID is so long, and not all of it's photo. A snap election was called, and they're counting on a low turnout in the middle of this winter snow. It doesn't take long. Please consider environmental protections and that our natural resources need to be accessible to Canadians and not sold for too little to benefit others and make people rich. If you're not mad, you should be. Fresh water is a valuable resource. Our farmlands shouldn't be paved over, and taxpayers shouldn't be funding private spas. Sometimes all this politics feels like a sinking ship. The next song we heard was Sinking Boat by Infinity Song. It's a 2024 release. Infinity Song is a soft rock band based in New York City. It's comprised of the four Boyd siblings, tight vocal harmonies, dreamy lyricism, and sublime guitar riffs. The band creates a transcendent experience for us, the audience. They were homeschooled academically and musically, along with five other brothers and sisters. Their parents founded the Boys and Girls Choir of Detroit, and the siblings have been performing since pre-K. They were signed to Rock Nation in 2016 and broke through in 2020 with their debut album, Mad Love. You may recognize them from their viral hit, Haters Anthem. Next up, another beautiful song off of Willow's Empathogen. We heard Willow with Symptom of Life. And the music video is an ethereal reminder of what lies beneath our blankets of snow, looking forward to time shared with friends forthcoming out in nature, also finding that in the time we have now. Willow said this about the video. The visual is for all the beautiful people who have ever gone into nature with their friends and have been guided into a deeper understanding of life together by plant medicine. In an interview with Vogue Australia, Willow stated that the song came from a very special place and explained, Buddha said that life is suffering. That is definitely true. A symptom of life is pain, suffering, and loss. But another symptom of life is birth, renewal, and joy. And I like that the song was kind of an exploration of that. Next up, I went with a funky instrumental cover that also highlights excellent instrumentation. I went with Chocolate Snow doing A Day in the Life. It's one of the many covers of this popular Beatles song, but I think my favorite. I really love the funk, soulful sounds brought to it. It's the B-side to Inflation on Solo Records. It was reissued in the past couple of decades by Friar Records. Chocolate Snow is a 1970s soul group from Wichita, Kansas. And then lastly, I had to switch up the vibe a bit and insert a little bit more of hopeful feeling, so I went with Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Don't You Worry About a Thing is a song written by American singer-songwriter Stevie Wonder, released as the third single from his 16th studio album, Inner Visions, from 1973. Next up, we have Nemesis, Liquid Liquid, Gang of Four, ESG, and Bodega.
When I deleted your number, convinced myself I've forgotten. Still my fingers added up to yours. Your voice automated, imprinted in my decisions. Yeah, I still need you to reassure. Easy to say. Oh,
running down your neck. Heated couplings in the sun.
Or is that untrue?
Colder couplings in the night.
Never saw your body.
Your kiss so sweet. Your sweat so sour. Sometimes I'm thinking that I love you. But I know it's only lust. And changing to you good. I always knew it would. You know the changing to you good. You know the changing to you
the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic? I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing.
Welcome back, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. You are listening to Different Circles on CFRC 101.9 FM or from anywhere at cfrc.ca. I'm your host, Dina. We started off this second set with Nemesis, Delusion, and that's off of Verbatim, and it's the debut album from Palestinian-Canadian artist Nemesis out of Toronto. Delusion takes a more experimental approach leading into funkier production. The song's exploration of delusion as a drug and coping mechanism is fascinating. After that, we heard Liquid Liquid with Optimo. Optimo is the third EP by the American dance punk band Liquid Liquid. It was released through 99 Records in 1983. After that, we heard Damaged Goods by English post-punk band Gang of Four, and it acted as their debut single, released in October 1978 through independent record label Fast Product. The single received acclaim, prompting the band to sign to major label EMI. I just like the song's fusion of punk rock and funk, and I think it was influential in the development of the post-punk movement. Next up, another band, ESG, who I also believe to be pioneers in this sound. A couple of weeks back on Different Circles, we heard The Beat. Today we heard ESG with Dance, and that's from 1982, released on 99 Records. So 1982, ESG says Dance to the Beat of Moody EP, and Renee Scoggins, one of the sisters that's part of this band, retains the rights to ESG's new music and publishing. The band originally was four sisters and their friend Tito. And I love ESG, so you'll hear more of them on Different Circles. After that, we went with Bodega Gyrate, and that's from Endless Scroll, released July 6, 2018. Bodega are a five-piece band from Brooklyn, and they're also inspired by the post-punk from the 1980s, like what you just heard, and also integrate indie rock and dance punk from the 2000s. And we ended on that. Okay, this next and last section for today, I'm calling this my big production bit. Each of these selections hit heavy with layers and bass. A lot going on in each, a cacophony of pop-adjacent hits. I'm putting these on when I have a lot of energy to get out. This has been such a challenging time with so much going on. I put on music that I can move to. That's what feels cathartic for me. Speaking of cathartic, it was really lovely last week at Slow Dance at the Grad Club. It reminds me of collective movement leading to collective movements. So with that, we are going to start off with last year's release out of LA. We're going to start off with Magdalena Bay, Love is Everywhere from Imaginal Disc, and that was released August 23rd, 2004 on Mom and Pop. Next up, we're going with Sam Smith featuring Kim Petras. We're doing Unholy, and they're trans icons. We heard Sam Smith and their beautiful voice collaborating with our own Canadian icon, Beverly Glenn Copeland, a couple of weeks back with the cover of Ever New on Red Hot Org's release Transa. This week we have them with Kim Petras and their award-winning hit. It's win for the best pop duo group performance at the 65th annual Grammy Awards made Petras the first openly transgender artist to win a major category Grammy Award. Unholy topped the UK singles chart for 4 weeks and the Billboard Hot 100 for 1 week, making Smith and Petras the first openly non-binary and openly transgender solo artists, respectively, to have a number one song on the latter chart. It also topped the charts in 18 other countries and the Billboard Global 200 chart. It became the 16th best-selling global single of 2023, earning 1.17 billion subscription streams, equivalents globally according to the International Federation of Phonographic Industry. We exist, always have, and always will. After that, we're going to go into Little Sims with Boss. This is a cleaned up version for the radio. It's from 2019's Gray Area. Boss is the second single from the album, released on September 23rd, 2018. After that, we're going to go with Charlie XCX Claws. Claws was released as the second single from her fourth studio album, How Am I Feeling Now, in April of 2020. It was created in a time of global turmoil and isolation. It feels like a precursor to her Summer Smash album last summer with Brat. Next up, and to close off today's show, we're going to do one of my favorite songs at the moment, and that's New Chance, I Came to My Senses by Sister remixed, and the song is called Two Pictures. Real Time remixed, it's a digital companion to New Chance's debut album, Real Time, which was released July 2021. As a remix artist herself, New Chance viewed the collection as an opportunity to cede control, allowing musicians she admires to manipulate the sounds largely created on her lonesome. Mirroring the eclectic nature of the original album, Real Time Remix contains a wide variety of sounds and approaches. Bile Sister's thumping take on Two Pictures is immediately ready for the dance floor. Wherever you are this Friday night, I hope that you're staying safe and having a good time. And tune back in next Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. This has been Different Circles. I'm your host. Enjoy this next set of music. Thanks for tuning in.
There's always room for love. She got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
If you wanna drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gon' need to bag it up, cause I'm spending on Rodeo. You can wish me back it up, I'll be gone in the AM. And he got me Prada, got me Miu Miu like Rihanna. He always call me cause I never cause no drama.
Rhythm. I disregarded all opinions and continue my mission. Unapologetically, I'll be bossing it, getting better with age. Got it back, never lost it, my legacy remains. Rejected the dotted line, but not the pen. Invested in myself, that was money well spent. Came home, mummy burning incense. Remember trying to think of ways to help contribute to the rent. Now the room's upstate, top suite, penthouse views, but it's not family or friends. What life do I want? No, I gotta choose, or it's too late. Well, I guess it all depends. I was running with Tommy and them. Never looked back once I discovered a pen. Dedicated it all to the art. Who would have known it would be this from the start?
nah.